I've got 1445 here, so. All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Renaud. That's R-E-N-A-U-D, like the French car. I'm going to do a presentation today on kickstarting Drupal for rapid experimentation cycles. I guess using the word kickstarting was a really dead giveaway to be the first presentation of the Drupal camp, so there you go. Anyway, so quickly, essentially, 2 years ago, I started to do some Drupal. I mean, I discovered Drupal, and then I went about learning Drupal, which is an ambitious project in itself. I guess today my presentation is a little bit going back to how I did it and perhaps a better way of learning Drupal quickly finding out proper tools to do some development. I'm going to quickly go through some slides, but very quickly, because I think the interesting part will be actually showing some of the tools that I'll be using. So my background, I'm not a programmer. I have no plans to learn PHP in the short term, anyway. I have about 2 years' experience with Drupal, so mostly at the content architecture side of things. So I do website analysis, I do wireframes, and then I meet the client and we discuss how he wants his website, and then I work with some folks at Whiskey Echo Bravo. Actually, is a Drupal shop, is a Montreal Drupal shop, and I work with them. And there are programmers and themers that do all the serious stuff. I'm basically self-taught. I mean, I studied. I have a bachelor's degree in communication. I did study engineering for a while, but that's about it. 2 years ago, when I looked at Drupal, I had a vague idea of what Drupal was, and 2 years after, I have a bigger idea of what Drupal is. And Drupal is big. Drupal is fairly complex. All those little blue dots are DrupalCons. Drupal, as soon as you get into it, it's easy to get overwhelmed with the information and the amount of stuff that you have to learn to be able to produce websites. Something that is of interest, I guess, to newcomers. Just maybe a show of hands. How many in this room are newcomers to Drupal? Okay, and how many are kind of between beginners and intermediate? Okay, all right. This is when I kind of decided that I was going to go with Drupal. I kind of did my own research, and I said, oh, maybe WordPress, or maybe Joomla. And then some people say, hey, Drupal, try that, And so you kind of want to see, okay, what's the learning curve? And that's always an important thing. And on this graph, we get a sense of maybe what the learning curve is for WordPress and Joomla and Modex, and they're all pretty much the same. So where's Drupal? Is Drupal so easy that it's flat with the x-axis? Well, not really. This is the Drupal learning curve. I discovered this caricature probably 3 months after starting to look into Drupal, and I laughed for 10 minutes because there was so much pain behind me, that this was exactly, how I did it. And I did get hang up a few times in the overhang. But today, I guess, I'm more at this end, and I feel good. But I think that knowing that it's not easy to learn Drupal is a good thing to know so that you prepare for that, at least psychologically. So this is about learning, and where you look to get some help, I think, matters. Here's how I did it. I think some good places, obviously Google and doing some research. There are 2 years ago, there was maybe a dozen, maybe 15 books, some good books. Today, I mean, multiply that by 5, if not 10, so there's a lot of books out there. And, of course, there are software training packages such as lynda.com and others. Places you should not ignore. So from my experience, I mean, there's a lot of online screencasts. I mean, it's amazing. One of my favorite spots is node1.se. That's a Drupal shop in Scandinavia, and they do amazing screencasts. Like they have whole series covering subject like rules, views, and you name it. So this is a great place to go. Other, of course, past Drupal Camp, DrupalCon websites are a good place to look. Essentially, today's presentation, I discovered a presentation on Drupal Camp Chicago, which was about Drush and Drush Make and Profiler, and I kind of dived into that, and I must have looked at that screencast like 30 times, you know, just before I kind of got my head around it. So, good place to go. Issue queues are, I remember, again, when I was a beginner, issue queues was like, whew, this is ugly, and there's lots of stuff, and it's not for me, but today... No, I was wrong. There's a lot of knowledge to be gained by going to issue queues. I mean, there's an issue queue for every module out there, so go look at them, read the threads. You will find a lot of information out there. And, of course, IRC, Internet Relay Chat. I'm just discovering the possibilities of Internet Relay Chat. It's a lot of fun, and when it's past midnight and you're pulling your hair, you know, there's a good chance there's about 200 to 300 people on Internet Relay Chat, and you can ask questions and get some answers. Of course, Drupal meetups, Drupal camps, DrupalCon, a good place to learn. The way I went about it is I said, okay, I'm going to get myself a web hosting account. And hey, you know, what do I know? On my account, I could install Drupal in one click. You know, I said, wow, this is great. Drupal is easy. Fantastico. So I did all my development online initially, which meant that every time I had to install a module, I'd have to download the module to my desktop, upload it, extract it, enable it, or run update. Hell. This is definitely the best, you know, way to go initially. And I can work from anywhere in the world. Wow. Not so. I always used the GUI in Drupal. On my host, it was cPanel or PanelBox. I thought, hey, I'm a modern man. Anything less is for primates, you know. Don't get me there. But I've learned that I was wrong in many ways. There are much better and faster way. I think that you need to develop locally. That means that you should have everything running from your laptop or your desktop. That means that you can download a LAMP or a MAP stack, which is basically either Linux or Macintosh, and then it's got Apache, MySQL, PHP. It's all in. It's all self-contained, and you can run your Drupal server right from your machine. That's great. That's much faster, and it leads to other possibility. If you don't know how to do that, learn it. I mean, it's just that's the plain message. Use command line. I mean, to me, command line was, ugh, you know. But I, again, learned that command line is great, and it opens up a lot of possibilities, and we will see that later in the session. If you don't know, learn it. And, by the way, never say it looks like DOS. You know, I was told that's totally uncool. Don't say it looks like DOS. It's command line. And one more thing, get a hosting plan with SSH access. What this means is that... you can log in to your host account with the terminal, and you can do a lot of things. You can run Drush. If you don't have an SSH access, you won't be able to do that. Just get it. And if tech support tells you, you're crazy, we don't give shell access to people like you, you know, on shared servers, then just learn to say goodbye and go find a place that does give you that kind of support. Major hurdles to enjoying Drupal? If you start with too ambitious of a project, because learning is so is such an ambitious project per se, I mean, this will kill you. When I started, I say, I'll start right away with a multi-site setup. It took me about a month and a half to get the blue screen and that says, welcome to your, you know, Drupal website. Don't do that. Not knowing what CCK can do for you, of course, those are basic. I imagine everyone knows here what CCK is. Not understanding what views is and what views can do for you. And dive into arguments and relationship, because if you don't do that, you won't, you know, you won't be enjoying Drupal very much. Not knowing how to apply patches also can be a bummer, because you want this module, but it's got a bug in it. You go to the issue queue and you find someone has fixed it, and there's a patch. If you don't know how to apply a patch, you're screwed. So learn how to, you know, apply a patch, and that's one way to introduce yourself to command line. That was one way to introduce myself to command line. Not so major hurdles, but knowing nothing about teaming. I think you can survive not knowing anything about teaming for a little while, so but eventually that will catch up to you. I don't know about this. Starting your new career with Drupal 7, Drupal 7 is barely, well, it's about 9 months or old, a little more or something like that. No, a little less, sorry. And so it's not as mature as Drupal 6. So to me, anyway, if someone who is kind of starting up and wants to learn, and if that person asks me, do you go D6 or D7, I'd say maybe go D6, you know, and just because there's a lot more information out there, there's a lot more learning material, there's a lot more screencasts, just for those reasons. Of course, Drupal 7, there's a lot of new stuff in it, which are great, but if you're going to develop and pull your hair, I think I would do it D6. And, of course, major hurdles, if you don't like beer, sombreros, or DrupalCons, that's could be... Okay, tools that make a big difference, and this is what we're going to be talking about today, features. Features is essentially, so you built an album photo on website A, and you think it's cool, and then you want to take that and move it to website B. Features will help you do that. Command line, of course, command line is necessary if you want to use Drush. Drush is great. It does so many things for you, and it does it really fast. And then, of course, Drush is leads into DrushMake. DrushMake allows you to build websites in no time once you have the recipe, of course. And of course, tied to this also Profiler. Profiler is basically a library. Me, I'm not a PHP coder, and I know very little about PHP. So, trying to build a an installation profile is very difficult if you don't know how to write PHP. But somebody said, hey, maybe we can do it without having to learn PHP, and this is what Profiler does. All right, so this is the end of the slides. Let's go into... All right, so I've got a... where is my basic Drush make? Photo. Am I missing something here? Okay, let's look at this. Okay, so this is just a basic website where I've created a very simple photo album, and when you click on the photo album, you have you can add photos. Whoops, I'm losing part of the sorry. Okay, there we go. So if I like this, how do I transport that to another website? Basically, what this photo album is made of is a few content types. So, of course, there's a photo album content type. That's very simple, very straightforward. It's basically, it's very much like a page content type. It's got a title, it's got a body, and that's it. When you start, you've got nothing more. What you see here is a view that will be attaching the photos to the node, but that comes after. So the album photo is very straightforward. Then, of course, you need a content type for photos, and we'll have a quick look at that also. In there, essentially, there's an image field, no surprise there. And then there's a node reference. Do we see the node reference at the bottom? Yeah. Essentially, every time you create a photo, the photo knows who it belongs to, so to which album it belongs to, so that's where this node reference is useful. To embed the photos into the photo album itself, I've just created a view, and I'm filtering, of course, on photos. And there's an argument, and the argument is a node reference to the album. So, but since this is not the topic of today's session, I'm not going to go too far into this. But that's how it works, and it is. This is done through views attach, and views attach. This node content display comes from the views attach module, and it is with that that I'm allowed to embed my view into a photo album, or I could embed it elsewhere. Okay, so this more or less this is how it's done, and of course there's a couple of presets. And all right, so how do I use feature to export this? Okay, so I do have features installed. Okay, and at this time I have no features loaded on this website. So to create a feature with the photo album, well, we'll just give it a name. Photo album, description, I don't need it. Well, go quickly. Okay, and version, I'll just put any... this version, just so we, it is for, I mean, all the work here is being done in Drupal 6. Okay, so this is just, all right, now the fun stuff begins. So this is where I add into the feature what I want to add. The first thing I would like to add, of course, is two content types, one being the photo album and the other one being the photos themselves. And as I'm adding stuff with features, I can see features recognizes CCK fields, it recognizes the content type, and it recognizes also the dependencies. The dependencies, that just means that, oh, you need feature to install this photo album, and oh, you need image field, and you need node reference URL. Okay. So, and these, by the way, are auto-detected. That's why they're in blue here. We saw that we need the photo album view. This is essentially, it's a view that fetches all the photo that belong to a photo album, and it's going to embed it into the photo album node. So we need that view to be part of our feature. As far as CCK is concerned, I mean, it has already recognized that there's a field image in the photo content type, which is great, and a field photo album ref, that's the node reference, in the also in the photo content type. So we've got those. Now, there's a few more dependencies that we need to features is good, it's excellent, but it doesn't recognize everything, so you have to help it a little bit. And in this case, because there are images, we will need image API, image API JD2, and stuff like that. Now, I can just select image API JD2 because if I'm enabling image API JD2, it will automatically enable image API, so I'm not going to add some more. Same thing for image cache. If I say image cache UI, I want it, it's going to go, oh, yeah, but you need image cache also, so no need to add more stuff than you really need. Node reference, that's all taken care of, you know, because we see them there. Option widget, taxonomy, update views. Oh, the views attach. I need the views attach because, and I need the views UI. So selecting views UI will also bring in views, but it won't bring views attach, so I need to bring views attach. So anyway, once you've got all your components selected, then you just want to make sure that, oh yeah, I want to make sure that the machine readable name is adequate. Photo album is good, and then you just download your feature. And essentially, feature takes all those elements and packages them into a module-like. And here we have it here. So photo album, feature.tar, and we will be able to use that into another website. Okay, so let's see now. I think I'm missing a make file. Anyway, so let's look. Now we've looked at feature. Let's quickly look at why are my make files not showing up? Oh, htdocs. Here they are. Okay, so now in comes Drush and Drush Make. This is a basic Drush Make file. Oops. I'm going to have to move that. I don't know why I'm losing my... Okay, and essentially it's very much like a .info file for each module. So you specify which core you're working with. So if this, because this is Drupal 6, well, 6.x, the API is a Drush API too. So that's what we're using here. And then every project line is kind of a Drush Make is going to look at this list and download each project in an appropriate directory. So here I'm saying I want CCK, and you can specify the version of CCK, and then I'm telling it put CCK in the contrib module. So essentially, it will look like sites, all modules, contrib. So you can put them all there. So anyway, and features, image API, all those, modules are there. So it's just a basic list. And if you go to the Drush Make project page, you will find some interesting information and all the stuff that you need to know. You can even download libraries. So in this particular makefile, I'm fetching the TinyMCE plugin, which is always useful. And I'm also installing a few more modules, which I use often, which is admin menu, module filter, devel. And for this project, well, you can even specify the theme that you want to run. Okay, so let's try to... this website here, the basic website before the photo album came in, was built this way. So if I'm just going to... Okay, so now we're going to use the DCM11 basic make to create a new website. So I'm going to Drush. I have to be in the same directory where my Drush make files are. And then I just call Drush. Oops. No, not you. Not you. Drush make. We're going to prepare a settings file for install. So prepare, install. All those options, I'm going fast now, but I'm just trying to cover generally how you would use these tools to build websites very rapidly. So Drush make, prepare, install. We need the name of the file, which is DCM11. And it's basic. And I need to tell Drush where I want this to be put. And we will put it in the DCM11A. And I edited the wrong file. It's this one that I don't want to destroy. So I'll just put... Okay, so it's available. All right, there we go. DCM11A. There we go. Fargo. I'll say. So now Drush is trying to find all the information for all those modules, projects, libraries. It's going to search, make sure that everything is available. And then when it's satisfied that it found everything, then it starts to download all those modules. It's going to download them all to my directory. It's going to extract them, and it's going to throw away the tar.jz file. See, it even got here the TinyMCE download. Okay, so now we've got text edit. Interesting. You see, now we have the DCMA directory, and it's a basic, it's a Drupal install. And it's got in, so if we go and look in sites, we have the all. And then in sites all, we have the libraries, the modules, the theme. The theme is Zen, we specified. The modules, we've got the three custom modules, admin menu, devel, and module filter. And then all the other stuff are in contrib. Okay, this is how it's done. And in the libraries, we've got the tiny MCE library. All right, so now, what time is it? 15:12. So essentially, when you do this and then you load the website, you get something like this. You get exactly that. Of course, you'll have to go through the, you'll have to put in your database name, database user, and database password, but it will work just the same. I'm going to go fast because time is also going fast, and move to the next step. The next step is essentially trying to look at Profiler. What Profiler does is it allows you to customize your install. So not only do you download the module, extract them, and put them in a proper directories, but you can also create nodes. You can create users. And so we'll have a quick look at this file. And the way Profiler works is you have an overarching makefile, or parent makefile, if you want. And in this makefile, what is specified is, okay, Drupal core, which is 6, and then a profile. So the profile was built, and you can download it from anywhere on the web. So, I mean, what I did is... I built the profile and I put it on one of my websites so we can go and fetch it live, and then I've got a couple of modules. So this is the simple makefile that loads the profile. But the interesting part is, of course, I'm looking for my distro stuff. There we go. So. This is the profile itself. So a profile is made of three files. It's a .info file. We'll have a quick look at that. And in the .info file, you name your distribution. This one is called Album Central. You put in a description. You put in the core. You put in your theme. And then in the .info file, you identify the dependencies. And the dependencies, it basically says, okay, which module do you want to enable right away? You know, if you just use a makefile, it downloads all the modules, but they're not enabled. You need to enable them. This enables them automatically. And because we're also, you see here, the album photo feature that I created is a dependency, so that will be enabled. And because the feature holds in its code all its dependencies to image cache, image field, and all those modules, what it means is we don't need to specify them here. And that's why all these modules here are commented out. When a line starts with a semicolon, it's not going to be read. And file field, image API, image API JD, all those, I don't need to specify them as, to write the dependencies, because they are already included in the feature itself, which is right here. Okay. This is a very, very basic file. See, you can set variables. So you could say, okay, my site name is Album Central. The site mail is info@albumcentral.com. You can set up a footer. You can decide which node will be your home page node. And then you can start creating even nodes. So you can create users, nodes, roles. Here, I'm just creating a simple page node with the title Kickstarting Drupal for Rapid Experimentation Cycle, and it's created by admin UID1, and here's the body. That's the text that we will see. Okay, so this is the .info file. There is a child make file, which is here. It's just going to... Okay, and in this make file, we have a little bit like the other plain make file. We have the projects that we're downloading. There's the feature here, and the feature I packaged and put it on a website somewhere. So this is telling it this feature is like a module, and you have to get it. That's the type of download, and this is where it's located. And I want you to put it in a features directory where you're going to be using Xen. And then I've got, again, TinyMCE plugin that can specify libraries. And when you use Profiler, that's the one thing you cannot forget. Profiler is a library itself that will be able to decode this simple syntax and write the appropriate PHP code. Okay, so that's the .make. And the Album Central profile is a one-liner. It's PHP, but the only thing that you need to specify, you can copy and paste this line, and you just need to specify the name of your profile, which is in this case called Album Central. Okay, so let's see if all this works. No, I don't want to go here. I want to go to htdocs. This we're going to put in DCM11 C, and right now all we have is a plain HTML file, so DCM11 C. Of course, all this is done locally. Where's my... This should work. Okay, so right now that's all we have under DCM11 C. Now, this is it here. I'm going to trash it. And then I'm going to run my Album Central distro again, just a quick look, which specify a profile, and it's going to fetch that profile. It's going to find a make file in that profile, and then it's going to do all its magic. So let's get cooking. Back to Drush, do a little clear just to, so we can see. I'm in htdocs. That's where I want to be. So, right, I don't need to do this, do I? Okay. So, Drush make, prepare install, and then it's the make file that changes. So, DCM11, no, that's not what I want. I want Album Central, sorry. Okay, and I'm going to put that in DCM11C. Drush make prepare install Album Central distro.make go. So essentially, I guess where I'm getting at is if you're starting with Drupal and just don't do it like me. Don't go the GUI way. Don't develop online. You know, learn to install to develop locally. Learn to use Drush. Learn to use Drush Make, because once you know how to make those make files, and once you know how to make features, then you can repurpose a lot of your code, a lot of your features, and setting up a website can be very, very quick. Basically, as quick as what takes a minute, maybe a little less. We're back here. So now we have a DCM11. And so let's have a quick look before we load the website. Because this is a profile, it's not going to go and install most of the stuff in Sites All Module. It's going to do it in Profiles. So in Profiles, this is the default profile that comes with Drupal, and this is our Album Central profile. And in there, we've got our info.make profile, but, you know, the libraries are in there for Profiler. Remember, Profiler is a library. TinyMCE. We've got our modules in there. And you see the features, the photo album feature that we created, it imported in there also. And we've got our contrib modules all in there. And, of course, if you look in Sites All Modules, it keeps those three modules separate because I decided that I wanted those modules to be in the Sites All module. So, essentially, that's it. We can go back to our website. Did I empty my database? Question? We'll know soon. So, all right. So, there we go. Okay. The first big difference we see is that now we can select which installation profile we want to install. So, we can install Drupal, or we can install Album Central. And just select and continue. Database name, CM11, it's missing a C, and then, oops, so now it's going to do its usual stuff. My computer is a little slow, it's a 2004 G4 Macintosh, so, but, hey. Everything runs, so it's installing the Album Central. It's, you know, it's got about 25 modules to install, and it's going to enable the module that I told to enable, which is great because it gets you going much faster. So we will be able to create. Okay, this step here, there's a way to bypass this because I've specified the site name in the profiler, but. I got confused, but I'll just put all those X's, and you'll see that it will not show up as a title. Whatever. .com, username, admin, admin, not the greatest password, no, I don't get a match. Thank you. Cleaner, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So you'll see that my site name is not actually a bunch of X's unless something happens. I know this is very quick. This is much too fast. But, I mean, my idea was not to show you how to use those tools, you know, so you can go out and start using them. But maybe just to kind of make you aware of those tools, and you should definitely be looking into them. Why am I here? There we go. So this is our Album Central website. As specified, it's in Xen. So we'll just do a quick configuration here. Why am I using my trackpad? Config. configure. Just so we have a clearer picture. This is where, of course, if I had a much newer machine, it would be a little faster, a little slow. Okay, and just go into a fixed layout so we have a better idea of what it looks like. All right, and in the feature, what I also did, but I didn't show you, is the album photo had a primary menu link. So this is what it's showing here. This is the node that we created in the .info file of the profile. This is the footer also that was included in the .info file.profile. So you can see that you could create a few nodes with your .info file, the about me, the contact, the terms of usage, things that just, you know, you don't want to have to do over and over again. So you could do them like that. Is this going to work, node one? I think, okay, this I have to change because when I did my photo album, it was the only node, so it's node one. And because kickstarting is node one, whatever, so I need to fix that, otherwise it won't work. And use, but it's just to show that you can carry menus over, it will work. That's it here. Path node 2 is invalid. Okay, let's just see where. Oh, right. I don't have an album photo yet. Remember? So what we did is we did import features, and let's have a quick look. But I did not create the photo album itself. So if I look here, feature. Okay, so we do have features, but my photo album somehow has been left out. It's not there. Okay, so we will. Has it been left out? What I want to do? Create. Well, no. Somehow it's there. Why is it not showing? I don't know. Let's try.
Maybe.
All right. So my photo album. Here we can just don't need anything really. That's a description. This is not working. My mouse is not working. And we're going to go save. And I can add photos. Perhaps something is not going to work, but let's just see. About selecting a photo first. HT docs, where the photos are in stuff, and photos. Well, here's one. So select a photo, upload, down here. Save, title field is required. Just put something. Thank you. Okay, we have a first photo. Can add another one just for kicks. But essentially, so there we go. Another one. So, I mean, what you see is that with features, some of the stuff you develop is somewhat portable. Features has its limits. I mean, some things are not exportable. But then there are other modules that allow and help you do the all that stuff. Anyway, so that basically covers what I wanted to cover. Sorry for going a little fast. Questions? All is well? All is well. Yes? Um, For example, if I just check image cache UI by saying please enable image cache UI, the system knows that it requires image cache, so it will automatically do it also. So, but if you do it, it doesn't hurt. No, right. I don't know if checking everything is a good idea. I mean, I try to make them as light as possible, but anyway. So I mean, basically, you have to play with them, toy with them. That's the only way to learn. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.